Welcome to the Jason Wright Show. I just read something from Tim Ferriss that I wanted to share. I thought, you know what? This is something that really spoke to me that I thought worthy of sharing on the show today. So this is a post that Tim Ferriss just put out on YouTube that reads as follows. Tony Robbins believes that in a lowered emotional state, we only see the problems, not solutions. Let's say you wake up feeling tired and overwhelmed. You sit down to brainstorm strategies to solve your issues, but it comes to naught, and you feel even worse afterwards. This is because you started in a negative state, then attempted strategy, but didn't succeed due to tunnel vision on the problem, and then likely told yourself self-defeating stories. Ergo, I always do this. Why am I so wound up that I can't even think straight? To fix this, he encourages you to prime your state first. The biochemistry will help you proactively tell yourself an enabling story. Only then do you think on strategy, as you'll see the options instead of dead ends. Priming my state is often as simple as doing 5 to 10 push-ups or getting 20 minutes of sun exposure. I often ask myself, is this really a problem I need to think my way out of? Or is it possible I just need to fix my biochemistry? I've wasted a lot of time journaling on problems when I just need to eat breakfast sooner, do 10 push-ups, or get an extra hour of sleep. Sometimes you think you have to figure out your life's purpose, but you really just need some macadamia nuts and a cold effing shower. How true that is. And the reason why I wanted to bring this to the show today is because I am a walking case study in this very thing. So one of the things that has been a game changer for me starts the minute that I open my eyes. I start setting the tone for my day the minute that I open my eyes. So this probably started with years and years ago, not that I've done it consistently. I've backed off on it at times, but now I realize the importance of it. So I try to really maintain this discipline, but it started with Zig Ziglar. Zig Ziglar used to say that you should wake up, clap your hands and like say, wow, just kind of shake your body awake, you know, to get yourself in an excited state. And that's how he did it whenever he woke up. Then I can't remember where I got this. This is great. Maybe it was BJ Fogg, I think, in Tiny Habits, where he had this deal where he discussed waking up and the minute that your feet hit the ground, you tell yourself, this is going to be an amazing day. This is going to be an amazing day. This is going to be an amazing day. And I did that for a while. And then before I started doing the program, 8 weeks to SEALFIT, Mark Devine's program to prepare people that are going into BUDS training for the Navy SEALs, he starts his day by proactively determining while he's in bed how he's going to crush the day, telling himself that this is going to be a great day, and just kind of doing this, not incantations necessarily, but just basically giving himself a strategy for how the day is going to go. And so this is something I've started doing. The next thing that I do is I want to get my body awake without jarring it so much. I want to be kind of just about, I do want to wake up. And so I've started going and getting on my vibration plate, which is the deal you stand on, and it kind of gets your lymphatic system going. I used to go out to the garage and jump on my little mini trampoline for a little while. That's something that Tony Robbins, again, does before every single speaking engagement. Backstage, Tony always has a little trampoline where he'll start bouncing. Try it if you've got one. Go get, if your daughters are in cheer and they've got one lying around, go get on it. It's a game changer. So that's how it starts. But here's another thing that I've started doing. So I tend to be somebody that does exactly what Tim Ferriss is talking about here. There have been times where I have these overwhelming problems and pressures that I sit down and try to think my way through them. And it almost never works. In fact, what it does, it starts the mental pile on of how I suck, I'm not qualified, I'm not capable, I've never succeeded in anything like this. We start those extreme words. I've never, always. Let me tell you something. The minute you tell yourself that you never do a thing or you always do a thing, stop. Take a time out. And if we're not careful, you know, one of the leading precursors to depression is rumination, sitting and thinking on problems. Whenever you start to think about problems, the problems only pile on. It's literally like taking a microscope. Tim mentions it's like tunnel vision on the problem. It's literally like taking a magnifying glass to the problem. It just makes it bigger. Rumination is a terrible thing to do for your mind. So get up and move. I have a mini treadmill here in my home office that a lot of times after I've been sitting and working, a lot of times I will set, I've mentioned on this show before, I will set a 15-minute alarm. And so I'll sit and I'll work for 15 minutes. When it goes off, I get up just because, one, you shouldn't sit sedentary for a long time just for your physical well-being. But two, for my mental state, I need to keep my mind lucid and I need to keep the oxygen flowing and I want to keep the endorphins going. So I'll just get up, walk around, and it might be 2 or 3 minutes on the treadmill. And I'll walk, and it's facing the window, so I'm looking out the window, I'm getting some light, I'm expanding my horizon, I'm moving my body. But this is something that I want to tell you to do. The minute that you start to ruminate, and you start to tell yourself these negative thoughts, I want you to imagine that you're in a room where all of a sudden you're in this building, and there's a live shooter. Sorry to use such a terrible analogy, but there's a live shooter. What happens? Most likely, somebody will come into the room and say, "Everyone, we need you to get up out of your seats and walk this way," right? They'll tell you, "We got to get out of here. We got to get to a safe place." Whenever you're in a position where you're just sitting there beating yourself against, you're beating your head against a wall, either literally or just figuratively, I want you to imagine somebody saying, "Please get up and everyone walk, move this way. Walk around the room, do jumping jacks, do push-ups. Even better, get outside, walk around your block in the sunshine if you have the ability to do that. If you walk in, if you work in an office building, try to get up and just move around, make a lap. It is a game changer. Don't get bogged down thinking you've got to think your way out of a problem. It is one of the single worst things you can do. It is so burdensome. It is so debilitating. Get up and move, because a lot of times what you think is a thinking problem is really just a biological problem. And that's one of the things that, you know, Tony Robbins, since Tim Ferriss mentioned him, Tony Robbins has this whole deal where he sets his state every morning through breathing exercises and incantations. And it's just this whole process. It's the hour of power. I think he does his for an hour, just getting himself into the proper state. Now, full transparency, I don't do that every day. But I do try to at least have a routine that before I tackle any problem, before I look at my phone, I make sure I'm in the right state of mind before I tackle it. So I don't know. I saw that Tim had put that out, and I thought, you know what, man, that is something that I have struggled with for years. He mentions the journaling. That is something that I think that everybody says you need to journal. I've said it. Everyone should journal. But there has to be a strategy to the journaling. I find myself a lot sitting down, if I haven't prepped myself to actually get something of real utility value out of the journaling exercise, I have found myself basically sitting down and just writing out a bunch of negative things like, "I don't even know why I'm doing this. Nothing works. Nothing's going to work. Trying to start a business, probably going to fail." I have to prepare myself. And one of the best ways to do that is to immediately have a rule where the first thing you do is you write something you're grateful for. Better yet, write 5 things you're grateful for. And then pop in something that you're working on that you might want to look back on. Just kind of get some thoughts on paper. But you got to have a strategy. And a lot of times when we think that we're miserable, we're at our wits' end, we just can't figure things out. That's not it. Just like Tim said, sometimes you might just be hungry. You might just be thirsty. You might be freaking tired. Maybe you don't need to sit there and keep trying to think your way through a problem. Maybe you just need some rest. Don't be so hard on yourself. Get up and move. Get the rest you need. Go take a cold shower, which is awesome. Go get some sunshine and get yourself out of the funk. Get yourself in a state where you can actually move forward with a positive mindset. Get on offense. Get off defense. It's a total game changer. Have a great day. Never stop endeavoring to improve, always in all ways. And that applies to your state. Improve your state always in all ways. I'm Jason, and I'm out.
Well, that does it for this episode of The Jason Wright Show. Thank you so much for listening. This has been a Texas Titan Media production. Fourth Wall did the music. And as always, thank you so much for listening. Please consider going out to jasonwrightnow.com and signing up for the Vitruvian Letter. Also, please go out to iTunes. It takes like 30 seconds to just leave us a 5-star rating. It does wonders for the podcast. I would be so grateful. And with that, until we meet again, go crush it and endeavor to improve always in all ways. I'm out.